One of the most important jobs that takes place here at a show like the Appaloosa National Appaloosa Horse Show is announcing the results of things that are going on. And one of the guys who's doing that here at this show is Denny Oviatt. And Denny, I guess first of all, I'd like to ask you to tell me a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in doing announcing for shows like this.
Well, I was in radio and television, Chuck. I actually grew up in South Dakota, and I guess after 25 years in radio and television, 1965, a fellow that asked me to put on or announce a horse show that he was putting on, then I said, "What's a horse show?" So he had to tell me what a horse show was. That was the first one I did in 1965, and it happened to be an Appaloosa POA show together. And then the next year I did three shows, the next year I did 10, and now I do about 75 days a year.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that sounds like a pretty busy schedule. Well, here at this show, just tell me a little bit about the types of things that you do. I know we sort of take it for granted that we just hear a voice that tells us what we need to know.
Well, that's about all I do, too, is just what I need to say. I just call myself kind of a hired mouth. Mm-hmm. And different shows are different ways. The Appaloosas run one way, the Quarter Horses another, Arabians another, and so on. So we do whatever we have to do for that particular breed. And some of the calls are a little bit different. Those calls actually come from the ring steward, or from the judges to the ring steward, up to the announce stand. So we just make sure that we call the correct gates and so on for that particular breed.
How challenging is that? It sounds like it could be a little challenging at times.
It's challenging in a way, but when you've done it for 42 years, as I have, I guess it's just kind of secondhand or something. We don't have to study for it now after all of those years.
So you just kind of come into the venue, like here at the arena, and they've got information for you and a schedule, I assume, prepared that you
right.
kind of read from a
mm-hmm.
script almost?
As soon as you get in town, of course, you've been contacted a year before or longer, in fact, a couple of years ahead for some of the shows and so on, because it's kind of hard to get into a schedule. But as soon as you arrive at the grounds, the first thing you do is find out where the announce stand is, what it looks like as far as the equipment that they have. And most of them have their own equipment now. We don't carry our own equipment for the most part, except for some music. But first thing you do when you get up here is find out where the closest restroom is at.
Well, yeah, that's very important too, I'm sure. What tell me a little bit, since you've been doing this for a while, and I'm assuming with Appaloosas, any particular stories you might want to share of any interesting things that you've been involved in?
Oh, there are some really, really interesting ones that would take probably a lifetime, Chuck, to tell you all of them and everything. In fact, I mentioned to some of the Arabian people up in South Dakota not too long ago, I said, you know, we should, not only announcers, but also judges and ring stewards and officials and everything, we should write down some of the funniest things that have ever happened to us. It would make an interesting, I would hope, bestseller book for at least people that are interested in horses.
Well, what would be an example of something that would just be kind of out of the ordinary?
Well, one of the out-of-the-ordinary things is the morning I overslept for a show and didn't show up for it. Another may have been the time when we had a lady that in the Arabians, for instance, and they run their horses in, you know, when they go into halter and everything, and she was running 100 miles an hour, I thought, and just got to the gate, and her horse flew into the arena, and she went flat on her face. It wasn't, luckily she was not injured or anything, but at the time it was funny, but you can't laugh over the PA system.
That would probably not be a good thing for an announcer
that's
to do.
That's right, that's right.
So do you have some rules that you have to follow, or is there a sort of an etiquette for announcing?
One of the, I guess as far as I'm concerned, and I think most of my fellow announcers that do a lot of shows and everything, is that we can't get personal. We don't tell jokes. It may be funny. There may be some jokes told once the mic is off or something like that. But we have to be professional. Mm-hmm. And the people standing out there or sitting out there, they are the ones that have come from hundreds, thousands of miles away. And it's very serious to them.
Yeah. Well, anything you would say to somebody who might be an aspiring announcer, that what would they need to do to be able to do what you do?
Well, I lucked into radio and television, and then I also announced sprint car races for 25 years and some of the top tracks, and then horse shows for 42 years, did all of those things. Now, if someone would love to be an announcer, We would love to have them in because it's so hard to find announcers, because I've tried to train two or three or four of them, I guess, over the years and everything. And as soon as I give them all the basics that I know, I'll say, you want to do this next class? And they start shaking. And they quit. They won't announce. So we would love to get some people involved in this so that we can set back a little bit. And there's thousands of horse shows across the nation every year. So I would say that the things that they should do, you don't necessarily have to have the voice, but you have to have the enunciation, and you have to be able to pronounce a particular word or something. And just a little tip is that if you use the Spanish pronunciation for the most part on a name that is unfamiliar to you, the Romance language, then you're probably going to be 90% right. What I always say, if I'm not right, I'll slur it, and they'll wonder what if I said it right.
Yes, I've done a little bit of that myself, and what I always figured was that, other than the exception of that person and maybe one of their friends or family, no one else would know, would they? No, maybe, I don't know.
But I do say at a lot of shows that if I mispronounce the name of your horse or your name, let me know right away. I announced up in Iowa for a cutting show for, I think, for 10 years, and a fellow from Illinois always used to come over, and quite often he would win. And after about the 10th year, he said, you know, you've mispronounced my name for the last 10 years. And I said, why didn't you tell me the first show?
Yeah, it would make a big difference.
It certainly would.
So names, I definitely have to be a part of that challenge that you do face.
Well, the most important thing to a person is your name.
Yeah, absolutely.
And second, I guess, their horse's name.
Well, I really appreciate you taking a couple minutes to talk with me so we can learn a little bit more about what the ring announcer does at a show like this. That's Denny Oviatt. We're here at the National Appaloosa Horse Show taking place in Oklahoma City. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.